Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, you guys!
Merry Christmas, everyone, or whenever you're listening to this podcast on, we're just thankful that you're here devoting yourselves to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Tori and I are picking up on day 6 of our God With Us devotional in the Bible app. But before we jump into that, just a few little notes.
Yes.
Number one, we are announcing our 12th day of our Christmas giveaway, our 12th Woo-hoo. And final day.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful 2-night stay at an Airbnb in a property in Northern Georgia. And,
yeah.
And you can actually choose between what?
The treehouse or the lookout tower. And y'all, these places are absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, we're actually going to put a link to them in the description of this podcast. If you just want to check them out in general.
Yeah.
So we're going to announce that at the very end, along with a little baby surprise, which is exciting. And today's devotional is day 6 of a 7-day devotional, where the 7th day was actually supposed to fall on Christmas, but we just want to keep in line with the devotional. And so tomorrow, Sunday's devotional will be the technical Christmas one. So just hang in there with us on it. But other than that, we're going to go and jump on in.
Let's do it.
As always, I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to read the Devo. The scripture is John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. And it says this, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from my Father's hand. The Father and I are one."
So good. The devotional says, while the title of shepherd carried a specific meaning to the Jewish people of the time, it can be easy for us to skim over this reference and miss the magnitude of what God is saying about the nature of Jesus. The traditional role of a shepherd was anything but glamorous. In fact, it was difficult, requiring long, dangerous hours and a complete commitment to the well-being of his flock. He led them to food and shelter, accounted for them each night, and sought out and returned any that strayed. He even protected them from thieves and predators at the expense of his own safety. Just as sheep have no instinct for food, are prone to stray and get lost, and have trouble finding home, we too are aimless without our shepherd. In Jesus, we find provision, protection, and guidance we so desperately need. Throughout the New Testament, we are reminded of Jesus's role as our good shepherd. In the parable of the lost sheep, the shepherd leaves the 99 to go after the one, giving us a beautiful picture of God's heart for the lost and his commitment to bringing us home safely. In Philippians, we are reminded by the Apostle Paul that God will meet all our needs through Jesus, just as a shepherd cares for every need of his flock. Again, in Luke 13, Jesus speaks of his desperate desire to protect his children, if only we are willing to follow him. As we approach Christmas, remember that Jesus is our good shepherd, and in him we will find provision, eternal life, and the promise that no one can snatch us from the safety of his care. Just as a shepherd can't care for his flock from a distance, Jesus is always by our side. Let's listen for his voice, having full confidence that he is close and that he leads us to good pastures.
Yeah, I love this. I feel like as you were reading, I just kept feeling this feeling. I said feel like 4 times in a sentence, but of like, trusting in Jesus. And what I mean by that is that sometimes trusting is, you know, like having faith because sometimes you don't understand what Jesus is doing.
Yeah.
And I think our reaction to that could either be fear or concern that he's not doing the right thing, or disappointment for thinking Jesus is not coming through, or we can respond in trust and faith that, wow, the shepherd, the good shepherd, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And maybe I can't see what he can see.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's things that Jesus knows that we don't know.
Right.
And if we knew what Jesus knew, we would ask for what Jesus does. We would ask for what Jesus gives us. And I think that we need to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, Lord, I trust you. I'm going to follow you because, you know, I am a sheep and you are my shepherd.
Totally.
And I just, I had this urge and this feeling of just like, wow, like not only did he come down from his seat on the throne and live a perfect life and die for our sins. That way we may have eternal life in him.
Right.
But he walks with me every single second of every single day. He's with me. He's shepherding me every single day. And I need to depend on him for that.
Yeah. It's good. Cause it reminds me of that quote that we had mentioned the other day in the devotional of, if what Jesus did on the cross was enough for you, like if he never answered any other prayer, would that have been enough? And what's so cool about Jesus is just that would have been enough. Like him dying and giving us eternal life in heaven, that would have been enough. But instead he goes above and beyond. And yet he's still in our daily life, guiding, protecting, providing. And that should leave us in awe. And I love that it pointed out that y'all, we are aimless outside of him. Like we need his guidance. We need his presence in our life. And I think it's really important to look at scripture in the context of what it was in that time. And so when we learn more about what a shepherd looked like back then, it's cool to take that and remember that he is still that for us in our day-to-day life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to reiterate what Tori was just saying about how we are aimless. I think we can confuse walking in a direction as if we have a plan for our life.
Right.
But the thing is the Lord gives us purpose.
Right.
And we can create our own purposes and think that we're being productive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the same thing as like, you know, trying to run through a brick wall. It's like, you have intentions. But is that going to actually accomplish anything of purpose and of value to God's kingdom?
Productivity and purpose are two very different things.
Absolutely. Yeah. So before we pray on out, you ready to announce the winner of the two-night stay at the Airbnb?
Yes.
Do you want to announce it?
Sure.
Sweet. I'll do the drum roll.
Okay, ready? Kristen Evans.
Kristen Evans, you are the winner of a two-night stay. Well, actually, not just you.
You and your husband.
And your significant other.
Yes.
Are the winner of a two-night stay at your choice of one of the Airbnbs in the description.
Very exciting.
We'll make sure that we reach out to you via email to get you connected. Now, note, it is Christmas and kind of the rest of the holiday season. So forgive any
Time delays,
stuff like that. But we will make sure this happens. And we're super excited for you too.
Very exciting. And then the other little surprise for you other listeners, our friends who own the Airbnb, when they saw all of your submissions, and a lot of you actually wrote like your stories and the post that they did on Instagram, they said, you know what? We want to pick one more person to win. And so make sure to go to Sayla Ridge's Instagram today because they will be announcing an additional winner of a two-night stay. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we are super excited for you guys. We're actually really jealous too because
honestly,
we haven't got to stay there yet.
No, and we've walked the property and it's so beautiful, but we've been dying to stay.
Awesome. You ready to pray sign out?
I am. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you on Christmas Day and we remember the reason for the season. Lord, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. We celebrate the fact that you yourself would come down in the form of your son and die for us, Lord, so that you could be in communion with us, so that we could have eternal life with you. Lord, would you help us meditate on that today? Would you not let us get wrapped up in the commercial side of Christmas, but truly bask in the glory of who you are and be in awe that we get to do daily life with you? So Lord, right now we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to do just that. And we're going to be praying in agreement with them.
Thank you. Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We appreciate you tuning in.
Merry Christmas. And don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
As always, we'll be chatting with you tomorrow.
Bye.
Adios.